heading into this hour's guest interview segment, and I've been looking forward to this conversation today with Wesley Yates and Sadie Gom. They're telling us about their new local nonprofit organization that they're calling Yates and Gom Organics, the both directors of this new nonprofit. Well, Wesley, Sadie, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, folks.
Hey, I like, see, you got that. You've been practicing that, haven't you? You've been ready for that debut. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Morning.
Well, that was Wesley, yes. And Sadie, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Well, thanks for coming in. You guys stopped by SBI a week or two ago, however long it was, and told me about Yates and Gom Organics. So take me back to the very beginning of this. You guys have been in Star Valley for a handful of years. How did this all start? Sadie, take us to the beginning.
So, well, I've been a vegetarian for 45 years, and Wes studied horticulture and landscape architectural design. So having lived here and the economy, we saw the need that people were, you know, the
just the farm industry kind of diminished. Well, not kind of diminished. Looks a little stale here. And so we started paying attention to that. We were looking for some life changes. I think overall with moving out of a busy valley of Salt Lake, Utah County in 2019, which was probably one of the smarter things we've ever done, took some adjustment. And this town isn't very forgiving as far as economy goes. So you have to be creative, and we've been growing microgreens for quite some time, but then we thought about forming an LLC, getting a business going, and we are very heavily involved in our community here through our church and through friends, and we've got different social groups here, and there's a lot of people, there's a need to come together with farming industry, and I think that's kind of where it started, if I had to pinpoint. Kind of a lot of different things brought us together there.
Okay, so you mentioned microgreens. You've been growing those for what is a microgreen?
Explain it is that. A vegetable sprout, just plain and simple. So like alfalfa sprouts. If you can get a visual on that, that is the most common way to refer to a microgreen. It's a scaled down version from a full flavored fruit, and they are 40 to 70% more nutrient dense than a full cycled fruited vegetable. So superfood is an understatement. Super okay. Healthy.
We have green smoothies every morning.
Every morning. Sometimes lunch too. But they the growth cycle is about 10 days. So we've got it down.
So it's quick.
It's quick. We've got a fast turnaround. And right now we're producing about 60 pounds a week, which is a pretty good turnover. And we grow in a controlled environment. It's CEA, controlled environment agriculture. So it's under lighting. We control all the humidity, temperatures, and we don't have bugs. We don't use pesticides. Everything's organic. We use new soil.
Never use the same soil twice.
Okay.
Super healthy. It's a no-brainer.
And then the soil, the mats actually are fed to chickens, which then you have super nutrient-dense eggs for the chickens. Yep.
It kind of goes around. So you've been doing this for a while. Then obviously it's something you guys use on a daily basis personally. So what's the plan then? Or tell us what is Yates and Gom Organics from a nonprofit business model standpoint? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Bring our community together. We have a network of local farmers that we're working on some development right now with a community greenhouse. We've got multiple different groups. DJ Rammel has an organization that specializes with people with special needs, and we want them to have an opportunity to come be involved in the community, have a job, somewhere they can contribute to something and have a greater purpose. We have friends like Nan Hink. I don't know if anybody knows Nan Hink. She's a hoot, and she asks us all the time to come work in our greenhouse. And right now that we've got it, it's a smaller area. We've looked at, and we're in the development phase right now and design phase of a community greenhouse where those people can come together. We have people like Heather Allman, who is a botanist extraordinaire, and love to pass on that information to younger generations for business models, for just creating a better, more unified community.
we're really well versed. We've sat around tables for hours with elderly folk and the younger generation, and we just we're versed in the strengths and weaknesses of the community, and we just want to be able to bridge all of that and have a true community.
Okay. And so have you secured a location? Are you still looking for a location for the greenhouse?
Yes, but don't tell anybody.
I won't tell anyone that's
that
not listening.
Top secret.
No one that's not listening will never know.
I believe we've formed relationships. I'm not going to say partnerships. I don't like that word. We have relationships with a landowner right now that we're in negotiations with.
Okay.
And that is developing rather quickly. What we're focused on right now, we haven't focused on fundraising. We funded this completely out of pocket since January of this year. Got our, what we wanted to do is get our production up, get our growth greenhouse cycles down, and we've got that refined. And so now we're kind of looking at some funding options. We had the awesome opportunity of meeting with Senator Hageman last week. She came down, scheduled a meeting with us, and it was first off, I'd like to say I love her to death, and I support her 100%. She catches a lot of flack, and I love her to death, and she's for ranching, farming, community development, and she's all in. She was a big fan. We had a little meeting with her and brought some of our microgreens and explained what we're trying to do, and she supports us 100%.
So. And thank you to Sunrise for allowing us to use their office.
Sunrise Engineering for the for the conference room we commandeered during their kind of a last minute thing. They were having a company party, and it worked out well. So thanks to Jason and Jason Linford.
Certainly. Wesley Yates and Sadie Gom in studio this morning. Yates and Gom Organic. So it sounds like you have a pretty solid plan in place for this. You're hoping to get the community involved. So what is, I guess, what is the next step for both you two and the community as a whole to make this thing start moving forward?
We would graciously accept donations. We haven't really pushed that. We haven't asked. And we haven't... So we're at a financial stage where... We need to either go commercial, which we don't want to do, or we need to expand. And I think we just openly accept donations. Basically, we donate every week to the food pantry. So we grow X amount of our crops are donated to low-income families. That is our big focus. So
if
that
you're
people,
hungry, that we're here.
We have limited options on fresh produce in this town. I don't know if anyone's noticed that, but so that's a huge part of what we do, and we openly invite people that are in need to contact us. We've got a website, yatesandgomorganics.com, and there's a link down at the bottom. If you know someone who's in need, you can contact us. So we're very charitable by nature, but we want to bring. There's a lot of people like that in this valley to bring. The loving, compassionate aspects of people's human nature, we want that to be part of what we, not part of it, that's the forefront of what we do. So
excellent. So and then beyond the donation, sounds like you're looking for hands in the dirt.
Hands in the dirt.
I mean, for lack of a better term, you mentioned using being able to give opportunities to residents at Lincoln Self-Reliance and others, but I'm assuming anybody that would like to come really get involved in this hands-on, right?
Yeah, we met with Steve Burtz, principal over at the middle school, and we've talked. Sorry, I don't mean to over-talk.
Oh, Sadie, you're fine.
You jump on in there at any time.
I was just going to say, we see the economy, we see the job circuit here, and we want to be able to play a part in creating jobs for people to have a fun environment and to be able to grow food and music. We love music. Making it an enjoyable atmosphere.
Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about after-school programs with Steve Birch, and then... So we'd like to get those microgreens. We were selling at the hospital, and they kind of have their deep fried menu pretty set. but we'd like to get our microgreens in the schools here, in the school cafeterias, and ultimately be able to provide enough produce and sustainability for our valley, and then we can expand from there.
We actually have moms that say, hey, my kids are splitting up our microgreens and putting them in sacks and taking them to school. So Kit, we already know that kids love them. It's a great way to get nutrients, vegetables in.
Word's out.
It's getting there. It, absolutely. Well, this is a really cool concept. And so you mentioned, obviously, it's something people can start using right now. Again, how do they get in touch with you guys? What's the best way? Maybe your website?
Yes, YatesandGahmOrganics.com. We do have... I've got a platform I spent a lot of time developing for people to order specifically so we can grow specific crops, specific varieties, and very few people use computers here for that. And we have an elderly population that, so we do a lot of manual phone calls, texts. So Sadie handles the majority of that ordering. So if you're not computer savvy, feel free to call her, 307-885-1900.
Okay.
And you can leave a message. If we don't answer, we're probably harvesting. But yeah, feel free to do that.
Year-round operation sounds like, right?
Oh, yeah.
Year-round.
That's the beauty of it is we do it, yep.
We did a practice run turning it off the other day so we could take a breather. And it's about a week and a half, 2 weeks to get fired back up to where we're producing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an on-off. That's the beauty of it.
Multiple varieties, herbs, flowers, edible flowers we do for chefs.
Yeah, and you can find our products at Hatterley Farms, Shumway Farms, Teton Slow Foods Market. We're still delivering here. We'd like to do that as long as we can, but we have probably upwards of 50 people we deliver to, which takes a lot of time. So we'd like to do that as long as possible, but we're probably getting close to where we're going to have to just be in locations. And then once we build our community greenhouse, we'll have a farmer's market where we can bring everyone else's produce to market.
Love it. Excited to see where this goes as it continues to grow.
Thank you.
Wesley Yates and Sadie Gahm at Yates and Gahm Organics in studio this morning. Anything we missed that you'd like to touch about?
Yes, that's right, folks.
Yeah. We need to get you doing commercials, Wesley. We need to get this going now.
I don't know if anyone's been to Provo, but there was a Food for Less, and my friends took me to that store when we were teenagers, and I would do announcements on their intercom. That's where that derived from.
Forced money situation.
Love it. Again, it's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning. It's on the SBI Radio Network.